Welcome to the Functional Alignment Podcast, where I aim to functionally bring alignment into all aspects of your life. This show is a valuable resource for individuals seeking to optimize their health and wellness. Specializing in the fields of chiropractic, functional medicine, nutrition, and holistic wellness, this podcast is hosted by myself, Abby Borkowski, also known as Apples Eats on Instagram. The goal of this podcast is to offer insightful discussions and practical advice on achieving optimal health through a holistic approach, from addressing the root causes of stubborn health issues to exploring the latest research in functional medicine. This podcast covers a wide range of topics to empower listeners with the knowledge and tools to take control of their own health. If you are ready to become functionally aligned, keep listening. Hey guys, welcome back. This is going to be episode 3, and today I wanted to talk about a topic that I'm super passionate about and I've grown to learn a lot about throughout the years. So today we're going to be talking about circadian rhythms, what they are specifically, and how you can optimize yours so that it can align with your health. So a circadian rhythm is kind of, you know, just what the body lives by. It wakes up, it goes to bed. So you just kind of live by that, your own circadian rhythm. It's the wake-sleep cycle, some will say. There's way more to it, but that's just kind of the basis of it. Circadian rhythms play a huge role in our health. And when you're in line with your circadian rhythm, I really feel that you're at your health and you're optimally, your body's working at its best. So I really got into circadian rhythms probably my senior year of college, I'd say. So that was about 4 or 5 years ago. And once I really focused and honed in on this key aspect, my health and wellness, I would say, was, I felt so in tune with my body, what it needed, and how I could help it in any situation needed. So a circadian rhythm can really help one, you know, live in tune with themselves, because when you're waking up with the sun or you're going to sleep when sun goes down, your body is developing a routine. And I would say a routine is what is basically another word for circadian rhythm. So you can build this rhythm based on a routine that you do every day. So a look into my routine that I do is I wake up at, I would say, anywhere from 6:30 a.m. to 7:15 a.m. I don't really wake up to an alarm. I just wake up naturally because my body is so conditioned to waking up at that time. And that is, you shouldn't need an alarm to wake up, basically. That's when you know that your body is in a rhythm, it's in that pattern, it's in a cycle, and that's when you know you've developed a good circadian rhythm. So you'll wake up, I wake up at 6:15, 6:30, 7:15, anywhere between then. And then I'll, you know, get ready for the day. First thing though, after I get ready, is I make sure to go outside if it's nice out. And I will either go for a 10-minute or a 15-minute walk, or sometimes I'll just go outside and just stand and, you know, look at the sky, because why not? And if I don't do that, then I will use my red light. I'll use my red light in the winter a lot. I don't really use it too much in the summer, if I'm being honest, but I'll use it for 10 to 15 minutes in the winter time. And during that, I will usually either meditate or I'll do like a 10-minute Pilates flow, or just like mild stretching to help waken up my body in like a calm state. So that's kind of, you know, mirroring what a walk outside would do for my body. And then after that, I'll eat some breakfast, and then I will start my day, whether that means going out for a workout or going to classes or whatnot. So then that's kind of, the morning will dictate your night routine, I always say. So if you have a solid morning routine, your night routine should be simple and easy, and it shouldn't be anything too difficult, to be completely honest, because what you do in the morning will dictate your night. So then fast forward throughout the day, I'm always making sure that I'm moving at least every single hour, no matter what that is. If it's doing, you know, 30 freaking air squats, I'm doing that. If I'm going for a 10-minute walk, whatever, you name it. Just making sure that the body's never stagnant, really, for more than an hour at a time. And then once night hits, well, the evening we can say, I prefer to eat an earlier dinner so that my digestive system has time to digest the food properly so that sleeping is easier for me. Personally, I can track this from my Oura Ring, and I really noticed that my Oura Ring does an immaculate job at tracking my heart rate and my sleep cycle and my HRV. And I notice that when I eat a later dinner, I have a higher resting heart rate. And for example, when I eat at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. an earlier dinner, and I give my body that 2 to 3 hours to digest before going to bed, my resting heart rate's anywhere from 41 to 44 beats per minute. And my HRV is usually anywhere from 100 to 115. And then if I'm eating at like 7 to 9 p.m. dinner, I notice that my heart rate, my resting heart rate, will jump all the way up to 48 to 50 beats per minute. And then my HRV will jump down to 80 to like 95. And essentially, you want a lower resting heart rate and you want a higher HRV, and that will let you know that your body is well rested, it's getting its recovery that it needs, and way more than that. But that's basically kind of the basics that I'll just keep it there for right now. So that's why I tend to eat an earlier dinner so that my body has time to digest the food. And this also allows me to go on a quick post-dinner walk, you know, get some post-dinner movement in so that my body is further digesting and that my muscles are using up the glucose that I just ate from that meal so that I, you know, you see all the things on Instagram and TikTok and whatnot, just that when you're using your muscles and your body after you eat, it's not staying there, and that's how you can develop insulin resistance if you're just stagnant after you're eating. And especially at dinners, I try to aim to eat a higher carbohydrate meal, because the release of the carbohydrates will help actually in better sleep cycles. So I can do more on that in the future, but that's just another reason why I prefer to do post-dinner walks, is because it's usually a higher carbohydrate meal, so more glucose into the body that's flowing. So then those muscles are really soaking up that glucose and, you know, becoming more insulin sensitive, which you want the body to be. So back to circadian rhythms, I'm taking you through why I'm eating earlier, and I'm really setting the tone for a good night of sleep. And then after the post-dinner walk, I'll usually come back home, and most likely I'll have a little bit of dessert, whether that's, you know, a fruit bowl, some dark chocolate, you name it, I'll have that. And then I'm watching TV, putting on my blue light glasses, doing some schoolwork, or I'm just, you know, I've really been into reading or playing Sudoku, and I went to go see my grandparents, so I feel like I'm in grandma mode ever since then, which I'm not complaining about, because they definitely live a stress-free life down there, and I loved it. So I play Sudoku now from like 8:30 on, and I put my phone away. I don't look at my phone. It's great. I don't think about anything before going to bed, and that's what I've really been trying to focus on. So I'm in bed then by 9:30, I'd say, most nights, and I fall asleep within 10 to 20 minutes, and I have no issues staying asleep. And I would say that's all because of the circadian rhythm that I've built. I've built that pattern. I've built the routines of a good morning and a good evening routine. So by doing that, it helps me develop a good sleep schedule. Go to bed at 9:30 every night, wake up at 6:30 every morning, and my body knows what's happening. It's ready for it. And if I throw my body out of that routine, I definitely feel it. My Oura Ring tells me that I should take a rest day, just because my body's, you know, kind of all out of whack and it's not used to it. If I wake up at 8:30, say, on the weekend, my body sees that as jet lag. It doesn't, it's, like, that's just how my body feels. Essentially, you're jet lag, like, you are moving your time zones by 2 hours if you are waking up at all different times constantly. So you can imagine the stress that that's doing to the body. That could lead to gut issues, that could lead to inflammation, that could lead to so many things that is internal that you can't see. But you also may see, you know, an increase in acne, more PMS symptoms within periods, higher estrogen. So the list goes on and on. But just creating good circadian rhythms, good habits, good patterns, great morning routine, evening routine can really set you up for success. And I'm such an advocate, I'd say, of routines and just implementing them, because once you build habits and build routines, it's so hard to break them. And when you don't want to break them, they become a part of you. And I know that for myself. When I go travel and I am thrown out of my routine, my first goal is to create a new routine so that I can easily jump back into it and my sleep isn't thrown off, because sleep is everything. If you're not sleeping well, your quality of just how you feel in general is crappy, and stress can do that to you. Poor routines can do that to you. So you really have to put yourself first, and you have to make sure that, you know, you don't have any distractions in the morning, no distractions at night, put away the work, just focus on yourself. And I'm such an advocate for that. And if people tell you that what you're doing is selfish, or you know, you have to work, you have to do this, those aren't the people for you. Those, like, you should have people in your corner that, you know, if you want to leave something early, they support you. They're not telling you that you need to stay out. You know, you do you. You know, that at the end of the day, that's all I have to say. Just focus on yourself, put yourself first. There is nothing wrong with that. We live in a society where overworking is the normal, and it really shouldn't be. It should be you work and then you relax. And relaxing is such an important key to healthy recovery and proper sleep and lower inflammation, lower disease. So just put yourself first in any situation you need to, because you'll always be able to give back to people if you put yourself first and you recover. So back to circadian rhythms. Basically, good routines, good sleep, keep doing that every day, and you will develop a good circadian rhythm. And it's also, you don't have to follow what I do exactly. You know, some people, they have a better routine if they go to bed at 11 p.m. and they wake up at 8 a.m. That's completely fine. If that works for you, you do that. Just keep doing that consistently, and your body will be in tune and it will be used to that. But pick times that work for you. And you know what? Just do like a subjective how you feel after doing that for a week. And if you need to tweak something, tweak it. I would say that I sleep more in the winter, and my sleep schedule is a little bit drawn out in the winter just because there's less sun out. And then in the summer, I'm sleeping a little bit less. The sun is out a little bit more and it's out earlier. So just, you know, your rhythms will change, your timing will change, and there's nothing wrong with that. So don't beat yourself up on that, but just find out what works out for you. And if you have any questions about this topic, I'd love to chat about it. I'd love to, you know, do another part two in this in the future. But if you have any questions, let me know. If you like this episode, you can feel free to please rate it, leave a comment, share it on your stories. Anything would be very appreciated. But thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next time.